Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a beautiful morning.
Radio 92.9 The Game. That's kind of a beautiful morning. It's a little foggy.
Man, we're nine floors up in the Kia Studios here in lovely Midtown Atlanta, and I can't see Buckhead.
Okay, you see some clouds out there? I don't see no clouds.
Well, the cloud is so low. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at the clouds,
and I don't see no rain. So, as far as I'm concerned, that makes it a beautiful morning.
Well, it is that.
There you go.
It is that. Well, once this other stuff burns off, and we can see where we're going.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mr. Crenshaw, Mr. Clarkson here. On a morning we have gone kind of around a number of subjects and even talk Father's Day. We're going to have a full Father's Day show tomorrow.
Especially as Father's Day weekend.
And but you were talking about somebody was in high school and then out of high school. You were all over the map a minute ago, man. Bring this home for me.
I got a few high school notes and things that have gone on. Remember Ashton Higgins was a young man out of Newton High School, star player, top players in the state. And had another year of high school to go. He was a commit to Georgia. Georgia made the coaching change. He backed out from there. And he also had an opportunity to fulfill his, you know, requirements for graduation early if he wanted. He would have that option. And a lot of people wondered if he would do that in order to go ahead and go to college. And he decided to do that. So he fulfilled his graduation requirements a year early, so to speak, or early enough that he can now go and commit and go to Kentucky. So that's where he's going. He would go up there and play for Coach Calipari and now go up there and join in what happens up there in Kentucky. They got a lot of folks that are coming back. Some, of course, that always leave. That's the home of the one and done. But he is.
I think that's everywhere now.
He's going. Yeah, but probably nobody's got it more than him. And that's just one of the high school notes. We got a lot of other high school notes as well. Yesterday was the Corky Kell 7-on-7. Of course, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is the home for the Corky Kell Kickoff Classic, which comes up in August, the football games. Yesterday, 35 teams were over in Roswell. And, you know, we're welcomed by John Chuckery, of course.
Was he really there?
No, well, he wasn't there.
Should have been.
The city of Roswell and John Chuckery welcome you to the Corky Kell 7-on-7. It was hot, man. It was fish grease hot out there. Yeah. But the team that came out and winning on the end was Marietta Blue Devils. And joining us now on the waitforit.com hotline, being joined now by Coach Richard Morgan. Coach, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Did they leave them trees alone today after that win?
Yeah.
I live down the street from you, man. Yeah. I saw that last year. I wonder if you still got it cleaned up. Why does that happen?
It's cleaned up. We don't do it. We don't do it for football, 7-on-7 stuff. It's usually for the opening of school and graduation. But kids were excited.
Coach, this is your third year at the school, and I don't know what you thought about that when you came there. This is what we do at Marietta.
Oh, I was good with it. I mean, it kind of looked like it was kind of like you know what they do in Auburn, you know, with the trees and stuff. So I mean, it's a cool. There's a lot of great traditions at Marietta, and that's just one of them.
Indeed, of course. You're going to your third season. You guys win the 7-on-7 there yesterday, and of course you won, and you were hosting the Cam Newton 7-on-7 a week ago. Some people say you make too much of that this time of year. What do you say?
For me personally, it's all about how competitive your kids will be, and how they grow as a team, and that's the thing I take most out of 7-on-7 is just, are they willing to compete against the best of the best, and will they perform at their best when they have to? And the answers for us have been yes the last 2 weeks, and that's really what it's all about, because that's what you take into the season is the camaraderie and the competitiveness and the growth that you get with your offense and defense. That's what carries you into the season. So yes, I'm real excited about those things, and it's nice to come out on top also.
Coach, you've been doing it up in Virginia. Now you're down here in Georgia. When you have these 7-on-7s, has it changed for the things that you're looking for during this time, or is it pretty much the same?
Well, it all depends. It's year to year. When you have a veteran group coming back like us, it's more about the growth and the camaraderie and the competitiveness. When you have a young team and you're still trying to teach your offense and defensive concepts, it's more about the execution and things like that. So the kids know the offense and defense right now, you know, like the back of their hands. So now it's a matter of we want to see how competitive they'll be and will they produce when times get tough, and that's kind of what we're all about right now.
Spending time on the WadeForIt.com hotline with Coach Richard Morgan from Marietta High School, having a really successful spring and summer, and we look for those things to continue. You got a player that a lot of people talk about. In the last year, we had other quarterbacks, one at Cartersville and one at Harrison, that was getting all the ink. Well, not all the ink, because your guy got a good bit of ink as well, but now he's clearly the main guy here in the state. Talk about Harrison Bailey and what it means to have a guy. He's a junior. He's still got another year to go. He's 6'5", and he has a howitzer for an arm. What does it mean to have a player like that?
Nobody uses howitzer anymore.
I don't know, Coach. You don't refer to that arm as a howitzer?
No,
he's
got a howitzer. That's World War II.
It is. I think people don't understand about Harrison is that he is such a great kid off the field, and he's got just such tremendous leadership skills, and everybody follows him. And that's just a great attribute. In addition to all the things you said, his arm strength is great. He's got uncanny abilities to read defenses and make impossible throws. And he has all those tools. But the leadership, the on-the-field and off-the-field things that he does, he cares more about his teammates than he does himself. And those are the types of things that you just cannot teach, and that he has it. So he's got the whole package. I think he's the best there is, and I'm just glad he plays for us.
Coach, you're entering your third year here at Marietta, but before that you were up in Virginia. I was reading about you, and I saw an interview you did with the AJC here locally, and it asked a series of questions, but one of the questions I want to re-ask you and see if it's changed. Now, I want to ask you, the question was, as a player or coach at any level, what game would you like to play again? You want a do-over?
Oh, I want to do the North Gwinnett game over from last year.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, we were right there. We were right there with a chance to win it. And, you know, you make one more play and you got a chance, and who knows what could have happened after that. So that, to me, still sticks out and motivates us right now.
Yeah, who would believe that? Obviously, the team that will go on to win the state championship. Spending time on the WadeForIt.com hotline this morning with Marietta High School head football coach Richard Morgan. Coach, are you starting out this year against a state champion when we play the games for real, not just in the shorts, but with the helmets and the pads and everything. What does it mean to kick off the season that well as part of Corky Kale Classic?
Well, it's a tremendous challenge. You know, Rome's an awesome team. They've been outstanding and dominant for the last 2 years, and you know, they really don't have any weaknesses. They're just a great fundamental football team on offense, defense, and special teams. So, but we're at a point now in the program where we're looking to challenge our kids every week, and we're looking to be the best we can. And so, what better way to do it than against a team that's won 28 games in a row and 2-time state champ? We'll test ourselves early, and I think it's just going to be something that the kids will be motivated for the entire summer. Our entire schedule is ridiculously difficult, so this is going to be the first of many, but to us it's the biggest game, you know, that we could possibly play in at the beginning of the year, so that's why we accepted the challenge and we look forward to it.
Well, pretty impressive. We've seen the things we've seen the last couple of weeks in your 7-on-7. We look for you guys to continue to do that, and we look forward to seeing you playing in the Corky Kale Kickoff Classic against Rome. Coach Morgan, thanks so much for getting up and spending a little time with us this morning.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, that is Coach Richard Morgan.
Oh, doggone it. You know what?
What's wrong?
We should do this. Like, everybody we talk to, we should ask him a Father's Day memory. See, it would have been cool to get one from him.
I know.
See, you being all official and asking all these football-related questions.
Well,
we're going to get into the man's,
that.
People like hearing about the folks.
And
life.
You know what I didn't ask him about?
You
know,
see, you missed that too now.
You know what I didn't ask him about either? Was this thing that was flying over the field yesterday. Your favorite coach was in town.
Oh, yesterday. Probst.
Yes.
Probst with the big forehead?
No.
Or the cut forehead?
He didn't have the cut forehead.
Well, he did.
Well, that's been a couple of years
ago. I don't care. There's certain people who things just stick with. And I was going to think about a coach, you know, headbutting a kid with a helmet on, and he takes his hat off.
Well, you know, he's there yesterday, and his team got all the way to the state championship. They got to the championship game and lost to North Gwinnett. This offseason, they've made a lot of gotten a lot of attention because they now have a 100-yard indoor practice facility down at. And so yesterday, when his team would go out to play in different games, this thing popped up in the air, a drone.
Yeah.
He's got a drone sitting there, and he's got a guy. He's got a kid that's operating the drone while they're out there playing the game. And I'm looking at other coaches, and I'm like, coaches. I talked with Coach John Ford from Buford, and you think Buford's got all the whistles and bells. I said, Coach, you got one of those? He's, no, but you know what? I think I'm going to get two of them.
I said, you probably got them today.
Does the guy that flies the drone, does he get a varsity letter?
I don't know.
Would he get a letter jacket?
I don't know.
Hey, he's an important part of the team.
Yes, he is, at least for practices. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question.
That was out in Roswell yesterday at the Corky Kale 707. Over in Athens today, one of the winners, because Kirby Smart had a big 707 over there. Warner Robbins, congratulations to them, one of the winners over there for that. And those are some of the things that just kind of.
What do I need to know about high school football going into this season from the changes that were made last year? Now, we had some changes at the executive level.
Yeah.
And there were some rules that were bantied back and forth. But I guess what I'm asking you is, what's different this year, if anything, as far as play or how to execute their play with each program going into this upcoming season?
I think the biggest thing we've heard about was the way the season ended and all the stuff with the state championship games and you know, what can they do? And, you know, you can't control the weather. You know, something, because Coach Probst did talk about that, because he made a lot of road trips.
Yeah, but that thing in the summer with the snow and all that.
Yeah.
I know, but listen, we talked about transfers, we talked about a number of things.
But out of that, we've had two things come out of that.
Okay.
We've had replay, and we're going to do replay, we're going to try that. And also, we're going to add an additional official, you know, for the playoffs and for those games. So those are two things that did come out that were confirmed that are going to be in effect for this coming season.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could? But I know that the boogaloo is out of sight.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on a foggy morning.
Yeah, it is.
I get toe-tapping music there from the Blues Brothers.
Nice.
Anniversary. This is the date it came out in
the soundtrack.
1980.
The soundtrack or the movie?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, we even got to James.
Yeah.
In that church scene.
The church scene. And Chaka Khan in the choir.
Chaka Khan, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we put out a survey earlier in the show if you want to participate in it. What sporting event or just anything having to do with sports and your father or fathers with your kids that is special to you and you like to mention, whether it's fishing and bowling, as Sam said, or just, you know.
Or if your dad was your coach.
Exactly.
Yep. We had a caller earlier whose dad was a coach, and that's always interesting.
Folk, you know.
The ride home after practice probably could be interesting.
One of my earliest memories is sitting in he letting me sit in his chair watching the game.
Yeah.
And if you go back some years, some of you remember climbing in that chair with Pops watching
big.
The game.
Yeah.
So at 92.9 The Game, as we're on the heels of Father's Day, we're going to have a lot of stories tomorrow. And you know who's spending time with their kids this weekend?
Is that?
Tiger.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Getting them some quality time. You think they're on the boat? They may have been.
Yeah. I mean, summertime, probably had a couple other folks on there up at Shinnecock. But, yeah, Tiger's done. Your whole thing is, we haven't talked much U.S. Open. And I'm not that surprised that he and some of the other names aren't playing.
Yeah.
Because that's what the U.S. Open does. You know, you got to have your game. Or as Tiger likes to say, you got to have your A game.
Yep.
And the number one player in the world right now has his A game.
He is your leader right now. Dustin Johnson has rounds of 69 and a 67 yesterday, and he is at 4-under par with a 4-shot lead going into the third round, or as they like to call it, moving day today at Shinnecock Hills.
Problem is, he just don't move the needle. In fact, nobody left moves the needle. And that includes Phil. Phil was playing while Tiger was out. He wasn't moving the needle. They got the golf fans. They got the casual fans. But their problem right now is World Cup. And Tiger not being there.
Well, it's the same network.
The interest in it.
I'm just saying that this is
but I'm saying
the same network has both.
People will do other things as opposed to sitting in front of the TV all day and going from one to the other. And they're on different channels. NBC, they've got a couple different platforms as far as where you can watch the games.
Right.
So it's not just like one after another. But my point is that these guys coming into these courses for the U.S. Open, you know you got to be special. That's why they haven't met these places. That's why they haven't met places like Shinnecock.
You know what I think?
Aaron Hills.
It makes it tough, I think, for a player. If he plays a certain way, he's all out. That's the only way that he knows how to play the game. That's how he's made his living. And here's a place where maybe that going all out is not rewarded. Because you know what I mean? I mean, and when you think about a guy like Tiger, he has trouble finding fairways anyway. You know, there's some weeks where he can't land on the fairway.
But then there's some weeks he gets it and it's just putting. You got to have the total game together.
But that's the thing, though. He has problems hitting fairways kind of anyway. And then you get something where the fairway is like narrower than Peachtree Street. And if you don't put it on there, you get off in this stuff on your balls. You know, that's pretty demanding for guys to, I won't say dial back the way they normally play, but to say, hey, maybe I don't go as long. I just want to keep it straight and give myself a chance to score that way rather than go out and try to bomb like we would normally do off the tee. That's hard to reprogram. That's like telling the race. That's like telling Justified, don't run when you hear a bell. You know,
understand that?
Yeah. No, Justified is pretty smart.
How many words do you think he understands?
He understands money right now. He understands hanging out in the pastures. He's going to make a whole lot of money these days.
I want you to kick that other horse in the left ear right in that back hoof.
Did you get the conspiracy theory with that?
What?
There was another horse.
I believe it.
He had a horse that was like,
running blocker.
A moving pig.
He had a Matsui. That's what he had.
Oh, my goodness.
He had a Gerald Riggs out there.
Yeah, they're doing that.
I would do it in a second.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why that dude looks like Greg Norman. For good haircuts.
But I mean, you know what? Like I said, it's Father's Day weekend. I think some dads will still probably, you know, if dad's a golfer tomorrow, dad's going to sit at home and he says, you know what? I'm just going to get my easy chair. If y'all want to put a little something on the grill and sit here, and still going to watch these guys. Look ridiculous out here. Watch the balls come close and come rolling all the way back down to your feet.
But I don't believe that's going to be I think tomorrow is a day, if it includes TV, sports TV watching, and it's not the World Cup, and we have to go to the usual suspects, whether it's, you know, PGA golf or baseball, I think it's baseball tomorrow. The games are going to be on during the day.
Of course.
Late afternoon, and then you got that special game, you know, tomorrow night, but Billions is off. My show had its last episode last week, man. That is tough.
Wow.
But everything you just described, by the way, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, talking U.S. Open. Everything that you tried to break down right there as far as how these golfers approach Shinnecock or whatever the course is for the U.S. Open, because they're all tough courses, is the reason why those big names are eliminated. And it could happen to any of them. Because the area in which you play golf, every golfer will tell you, is the 4 inches between your ears.
Yeah.
And you sat there and broke down and overthought, and maybe I should do this and maybe I should do that. That's the kind of thing that drives people crazy about Phil Mickelson. Because he will go for it.
Yeah.
And he'll lose a tournament on some crazy shots that he's done.
But that's the way he plays.
That's right.
He doesn't think that way.
And it's benefited him and it's burned him. But everything that you just described is the reason why we don't see Tiger and Rory and Spieth and who's the other one big name?
Goes on and on.
I mean,
so many of them. Jason Day.
Jason Day.
Isn't there?
He's had an up and down year, too.
Bubba Watson, in there. I mean, that's a pretty stout group of guys you would want to.
You never covered any of these U.S. Opens when you were doing this on a daily basis?
On a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you were in TV years.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a U.S. Open that I covered. Yeah, one at Pinehurst.
Okay.
Here we won one at Pinehurst, in North Carolina. So I've covered some different ones, a PGA Championship and U.S. Open. I've covered some different ones.
You been out to East Lake yet?
Not this spring, not yet. But hope to get out there soon and get a look at it.
It must have been uneventful, because normally when you've covered one of these type of events, big ones, you got a story about something that happened, positively or negatively. And you ain't had much to say. So Pinehurst must have just kind of...
No, well, Pinehurst is just where Pinehurst is located. Is the thing. I mean, you heard the name for years, Pinehurst number 2, and there's just golf courses everywhere. You're driving through the sand hills down in a part of North Carolina, and all of a sudden this oasis pops up.
Yeah.
It's like you take on a jet and you've landed in some place.
In Jamaica, man.
Hey, that's what it looks like.
Yes, sir.
You know, and you got people riding... And
everybody's in golf carts.
It's a resort. And it just kind of comes out of nowhere. And if there's one thing that I remember about doing, that's the thing that kind of blew me away. I'm like, who invented this place? But I mean, if you go there to play golf, they got, you know, fabulous golf courses there. But to me, that was the thing. Having not grown up in North Carolina, seeing it and seeing it just kind of pop out of nowhere, it's like,
And you know what? If somebody tapped into this conversation before we talked about what you were describing, they could have thought you were talking about Peachtree City. They literally could have thought you were talking about Peachtree. Like, this place just popped up, and folks drove going around in their golf carts.
In their golf carts.
Yeah. Got a little private airport down there, Falcon. By the way, they're down there filming again.
Are they?
Yeah, at Falcon Airport.
Really?
Yeah. Used to do a couple shows down there. That's all Chick-fil-A. Kathy money.
they don't talk like that.
No, they don't, but you were talking golf. And it made me even think of Charles Howell III, and then, of course, that goes into Thurston Howell III. That's how I took that. But, yeah, they're down there shooting again. Hey, what happened yesterday to you up at the Braves game? Who was it that you spent some time with?
I get there, and obviously I'm on the field for a minute to talk with Ron Washington a little bit for a while. Of course, Braves coach, and we'll talk with him a little bit about the conversation with him tomorrow. But great observation and insight into the team and what has them doing so well at this juncture of the season. But I go upstairs and I go to the press box and I come out. And I sent a picture to a friend of the show and my personal friend, Buddy Gil Tyree, because he always loved going to Braves games. And he's up in Philadelphia still. And he says, "Give Walter a hug for me." And I walk out of the press box, and who's there? Walter Banks. And anyone who's been to a Braves game down through the years, you're familiar with Walter, you know, and he's a friend of the show. He's probably listening right now. He listens to the show
a lot.
Good morning, Walter, if you're listening to us. But he said, I gave him the big hug. I said, "That's from Gil." He says, "Tell Gil to call me." And so I got Gil. I make sure Gil.
He's got you messaging all around the city. He's saying hi to me and trying to bring me out there.
And then Greg says, "Where's Greg?" He says, "When's Greg gonna come out to the game?" I said, "I'll make sure you mention it to him, Walter. I will ask him and find out." So you and I have to go out there one day to a game together and see.
Because you never met him. I have not met him. We just talked to him on the phone.
Yes,
but I picked my spots at that because I was part of the scenery at Turner Field.
Yeah,
and Fulton County.
Yep.
So I've laid back. I've let these think about the times you and I have spent out at the various venues.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, it changes. So you kind of pick your spots when you go out.
Walter has all the venues in common because he's worked at
Hang on a second. Take a breath. Clear your throat there. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. I love you to pieces. I don't want you croaking here on the air. I got no time going to hospitals visiting my friends. All right? We try and get a glass of water for Mr. Crenshaw. We are going to get back into what's going on with the Braves. We are going to get back into a little bit of talk about what we're going to do tomorrow. Because again, 404-741-0929. If you have a special memory of your father, in fact, Bo, I didn't even ask you to come on with us and share any. You want to save them for tomorrow? Is there one that pops to mind with your father or you now being a dad to your daughters?
Oh, I mean, there's several. And, you know, we could save most of it for tomorrow. That might even...
Give me a quick one with the little... Because I met her, the littlest one.
Well, I think the most recent... You know, we do a lot of stuff together. I do a lot of stuff with both of them. I mean, as far as the littlest one goes, we hit a milestone last week. Now, I remember I told you last Sunday where I was headed as soon as I left the studio.
Remind us.
That was to a swim pool.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So, yes, last Sunday afternoon, we took the floaties off of my 4-year-old.
First time?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Now, my pool's a little low because I got a leak somewhere. It might be the sun or a little bit of both. But I don't, you know, it's deep enough to swim. My shallow end's about 3 feet right now. So, it's enough for her to be able to stand up. So, we took the floaties. I had to yank them off because she was kind of scared. But as soon as she realized that she had her footing, off like a tadpole, man, from end to end, in the shallow end. You know, I didn't let her go anywhere near the slant of the deep end.
Now, did she remember? Did she remember that? It was, could you tell that?
I don't know that it was a bonding experience for her. For her, it was just more excitement of just swimming by herself. You know, she thought she was going underwater. She had her head, you know, the top of her head's right at the top of the water line. Right.
Yeah.
Her face is underwater.
Yeah.
You know, she can't really get the diving down part down yet, but
The fact that you were there, she's going to remember.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. When she retells the story for years, I remember my dad took my thingies off.
Yeah,
she remembers. Yeah, she remembers that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like those stories, once you get up and older in life, later on in life, those stories when you were like 3 and 4, they kind of start to fade, you know?
Yeah. No, not all of the good ones, the really good ones, you know.
You all right, man?
A little better. I had to get a little something at the palate just got dry that
Yeah.
Me.
Good. Just take care of yourself. Like, yeah.
I want to talk about something else when we come back. Something else happened at our ballpark this week.
Okay.
That I think was somebody that we take for granted.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that
you
a
too.
Little bit?
Huh? Okay. You too.
You too who?
Meaning you. What? Taking for granted. Just like I said, take it easy over there.
Oh, man.
All right. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg wrapping things up. We got Dan Kamal and Sports Insiders coming up with a list.
He's got a packed show.
He's got a list.
His green room is like real crowded, man.
it's going to be
a good show.
Coming up top of the hour, we're going to give you another shot at some of these jobs in the films and TV shows before we leave here. All right, quick answer from both of you. One word answer. Hall of Famer, yes or no? Andre Dawson.
Yes.
Bo?
Yes.
But he's not. Drives me crazy. The only player in Major League Baseball history, at least I can think of, unless we go back turn of the century, that got an MVP on a last-place team.
Yeah.
The only one. And you know how people argue around here about it. You know, the MVP should go to a guy on a winning team. That's how bad Andre Dawson was. 87, got MVP on the Cubs.
Bad man.
Yeah. So, got his 400th home run on this date. That's why I was thinking about it back in 95. Also want to give a shout-out to our boy. You got me in a whole lot of trouble, man. I mean, it's our friend, and I couldn't go last week, but you went out to you went out to Lucky's.
Yeah, I did. You recommended it, and I went, and, hey, I had a great time.
Big Michael took care of you out there, huh, for the Sunday brunch, which he has
nice
everything.
Time. I had the shrimp and grits. You said that, and I was like, you know what?
Hey, speaking of shrimp or grits, I was out at John Fricky's favorite place last night. Henry's.
Yeah.
Up in Ackworth.
Okay.
Speaking of Louisiana seafood. Louisiana cooking. That's that place. That's what they call it. Louisiana cooking up there. Henry's. So, what is it that you wanted to get off your chest before
we
left?
No, it wasn't off your chest. It was just...
Wait, excuse me. Hang on a second. I mentioned Louisiana. Bo's going to jump in here. Go ahead, Matt.
Thank you for permission to speak.
Yes.
So, wait, did I just get you right? And by hearing you say that Henry's was one of John Fricky's favorite places?
He says that on the show, so I have to say, I don't say it that much.
Yeah.
Fricky loves that place. Plus, he lives right
now. See, that's some interesting information, given that every time that the city of New Orleans comes up, all that spewed out of John Fricky's mouth is garbage.
I forgot about that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
You save that for when you see him.
I will.
Yeah.
How he loves the
because I love me some Henry's.
The culinary food.
Sorry about that, Fricky.
So bad, and
no man,
you won't get swamp people cook it.
Won't get
well.
Into complaints.
That's only connected with Saints and Falcons and that rivalry.
Maybe so.
That's where.
He trashes the city too, though. That's what's so bothers me.
Yeah,
okay.
He don't get me no complaints about food in New Orleans.
I ain't saying nothing about that. Sorry about that, John.
Yeah,
but he does love the place, and he's always talking about it. So
maybe he wants to keep that secret.
Well, you got me in trouble at Lucky's, and I'm getting John in trouble with Henry. So there you go.
Speaking of Henry, this week I think was great, and for those of us who you know, usually we watch, if we're watching the Braves without the game, we're listening or we're watching, you know, our local broadcast, which is on Fox Sports South, Sports, Fox Sports Net, and rightfully so. And you guys do an incredible job. But I'm watching the game one night this week, on Tuesday night, and I see the name Hank Aaron start trending on Twitter. And I say, well, what's going on? I click on it, and people are like, Ravens, this man, this interview with Hank Aaron on ESPN is, like, outstanding. And I tuned in at about the third inning and caught some of the stories that he was relaying about his time in baseball. And you know, for a guy like Hank Aaron, who's not a big self-promoter.
No.
He was never that as a player and has not been that since. And
one of the great phrases attributed to him.
Yeah.
Only thing worse than being wrong is being loud and wrong.
But even that was in the locker, in the clubhouse. It wasn't, you know, something that he'd go out and say publicly. If you ask him about something, he will speak about it, but that's just not his way. But it was neat that they had him up in the broadcast booth for about half the game and just told remarkable stories about the game, about the times, about the way it played, about the way he played, about how he's inspired by Jackie Robinson. Had some people who he inspired to call him Billy Williams, that you know very well, played for the
Sweet Swinging Billy.
Yep.
Left fielder.
He's also from Mobile, Alabama, and he called in and they told some stories about Mobile days. You know, Hank Aaron went to the majors before he did and how he would come back and tell them stories and inspire them and encourage them. It was just really neat. And so while I was out at SunTrust, I did a little poking around and asked, I said, so who gets credit for that? Came up with the idea to do that. And really it's something that some folks with the Braves had been thinking of doing for some time. This just happened to be ESPN's first game at SunTrust Park. And if the Braves continue to play the way they're playing, obviously they'll be back. But it's kind of ironic that for their first visit there, they're able to get him to be a part of that. And was talking with, I'll give her a name, Adrian Midgley, who helps us out with media there with the Braves. And I said, you know, we've been around him so much and we've seen him so much and we kind of take him for granted.
That's
right. She said, you're absolutely right. You know, we do take him for granted because we see him and it's just in our everyday walk. We're just on our way doing our jobs and doing whatever we do. We say, hey, how you doing? And I'm so thankful whenever he sees me, recognize me. And if he has time with me, we'll talk tennis.
Because
he's a big, big tennis fan. And after his retirement from playing baseball, that's how he stayed in shape. Really, was playing tennis, and he's big fans of Venus and Serena. So, I mean, that's the connection that I have with him. But just to enjoy that, to me, it was broadcast gold.
There aren't many people left that can tell stories, in this case, sports, about statues.
Yeah.
Think about that. Yeah, wrap your mind around that for a second.
Yeah.
Who can tell stories about people who are now immortalized as a statue or monuments. And he can.
Yeah.
That's why his name is trending. When you sit up there and tell stories about Jackie Robinson and others who, like I said, are, you walk by a stadium and then there's a statue out front, that's worthy of your time.
Yeah. And so
he's one of the few.
I said it was broadcast gold, and it was time well spent from whoever came up with the idea to have him be a part of it. And those in the broadcast booth, they were like 5 year olds.
Right.
You know, they couldn't even describe the game because they were just enjoying having a conversation with him. I just said it because it's somebody that we see, you know, in the area, and we don't see as much now because he doesn't get around as well as he had in the past. With I think hip replacement and knee replacement, but when he's out at the ballpark, he's always gives you a big smile, and it's always great to see him and just to have him sitting through those stories. It was broadcast gold this week.
Yeah, that was great. And like I said, I've only met him once, and you have met him a number of times, and you can't find a more gracious human being.
Always
than Henry Aaron.
Always.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.